Good morning, everybody. Thank you for tuning into Grow Siouxland right here on KSCJ. I'm Heidi Ranking with the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce, filling in for Chamber President Chris McGowan. I want to thank the sponsors of Grow Siouxland, Chris Bogenreef and his team at NAI United. Thanks for sponsoring Grow Siouxland right here on KSCJ. I'm really excited this morning because I've known this young gentleman here for a while now. Our guest this morning is Dustin Rhodes with Ability Tech. Good morning, Dustin.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
You are so welcome, and I am so excited to tell everybody about all that you are doing in this community. I think you're still, we're working on it, but you're still a pretty well-kept secret in the Siouxland area. So first we're going to talk about, just tell everybody a little bit about yourself, where you grew up, what you were doing career-wise, and then we're going to talk about your family a little bit.
So I grew up in a small town called Plankinton, South Dakota, about 500 people or so. So pretty small. Right out of high school, went to the military, into the Marine Corps, got out, moved back to South Dakota, met my wife, and she dragged me down here to Sioux City. Been here ever since.
Never been happier.
Correct.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. We'll throw that in.
Yep, got to get that in there. And I started working at the Hard Rock here. Did that for about 3 years, left to go to college. I actually went to college to be a computer forensics. And then just out of the blue, started a kind of a business.
Mm-hmm. So tell us a little bit about your family. You have some kiddos.
Yes, I have four of them.
And tell us a little bit about them.
So Caden, he's our oldest. He'll be 15 this summer, and he's the one that Ability Tech kind of all started around. And then we got Landon, which is, he's 11, going to be 12 this summer. And then I got two girls, Tinley and Emma, and they're 7 and 6. And they're our, I'll tell you, they're our biggest handful.
Mm-hmm. Well, coming from a household of all girls, we talked a little bit. I'll give you my dad's phone number so he can help you with the raising of those girls.
I could definitely use it.
So you were working at the Hard Rock and computer forensics. So you've kind of been a tech guy, interested in how things all work, creating things.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about how that switch came. Switch, hey, that was pretty
good,
right? There
you go. Mm-hmm.
Tell us about how Ability Tech got started.
So when it comes to adaptive technology for people with disabilities, it's quite expensive. And then to find it to the need that the exact need that your child needs can be difficult. So we started kind of just doing our own things, building our own things. And when it really took off was when the Miracle League came to Sioux City, when Kevin Niegaard started that. Our son played on that the first year, and we had to help him hit the bat and do all those things. Well, you want your kid to be individual and enjoy those times on their own. So we hit the drawing board, and we came up with the switch hitter, and now he can hit the baseball on his own, and many other kids around the United States that are using it now can enjoy time with their peers on their own.
So the switch hitter, since we're on radio, we don't get the magic of video. So kind of explain to people what that switch hitter is.
So it's a device that amounts to a wheelchair, and it swings a baseball bat, but it's switch activated. So individuals that have limited hand or arm use, they can push a button either with their head or their legs or however that it's best for them. They hit this button and it releases a bat that hits a ball off of a tee.
And I have a niece that is special needs. So the first time I met you, one of our Green Coat ambassadors had reached out to me and said, hey, I met this gentleman and he can fix wheelchairs. And we started having this conversation about how people that have family members or children that have wheelchairs, it's kind of like buying a car, right? They're very expensive. And there's not really any place that repairs them.
Right.
So you had reached out to this other nonprofit and said, hey, if there's ever anybody that needs something fixed, needs something created, just please keep me in mind. And that struck me right off the bat that a spirit of generosity like that, you're going to be doing great things. But you've invented other things. One of my favorite stories, and I tell everybody I meet about this, is I know kids in the community that have the cochlear implants.
Yes.
And there was a mom that contacted you. And tell us about the caps that you created.
So the cochlear implants have a cap to kind of help protect them and give them a little fancier look. But they're very limited on colors and styles. And you know, as her daughter likes to express her fashion sense.
Yes.
And wanted more to go, something that was more durable, but able to be more interchangeable with their outfits and different things like that. So she reached out to us and we ended up 3D printing a whole bunch of different colors and styles for her. So now her daughter can mix and match them with her outfits.
And have that little individual spirit, just like anybody else would put a bow in their hair or whatever.
Correct.
It's their style.
Yes, it's that expression of their personality that is what they need the most.
Well, and you talked about once when we first met that there was a kiddo that's just being a kiddo, but the caps, he kept losing those caps. And they were kind of expensive for the parents.
Yes.
So you just 3D printed some new caps for this family and charged them cents.
Correct.
Instead of major dollars.
Yes. So not only as a business, you know, our oldest, Caden, he's, you could say, severely disabled. So we understand that life personally, mm-hmm. and to quite a bit of an extent. So we understand where these families and these individuals come from and their true need for it. So we make sure to help fulfill those needs.
Well, once Caden swung that bat for the first time, it kind of started this chain reaction of this thing that you invented is everywhere now.
Yes.
So how did you get the word out? How did that happen?
All social media and the word of mouth. Because of the way we do things, individuals first, marketing and the nice big fancy things aren't a big priority to us. So we rely hugely on the spread of word. Mm-hmm. And in the disability community, once something kind of gets going, families are very eager to share those with other families, especially when it comes to resources like that.
It's a very tight-knit group of people that support each other.
Oh, yes.
So what's the limit on what you can create? I'll give you a hint. There's not, right? You've already told me that.
Right.
You're willing to do whatever it takes.
Whatever's legal, we'll do it.
We might push that button if we need to.
If we need to.
But you've said, I mean, that very first conversation, I'll never forget it, when we sat down at the chamber office and you said, if there are people that need things, if they're thinking about their lives and things aren't maybe easy or could this be easier, reach out to Dustin at Ability Tech and see if there's a way something could be created.
And it's spread like wildfire. Right now, I'm on projects that need to be made. We're 12 years out. We've had families from all over the world reach out to us and say, hey, we need this. We have this idea. Can you do it? And it took off way beyond whatever I expected it to be. So there's a large, large need for what we do in the world.
Why do you think we don't already have those things? Why hasn't somebody already stepped up to the plate? Or why aren't there companies that are doing this?
There's a lot of different things. So when it comes into this realm of the disability or adaptive technology, there's a lot of regulation and things behind it with the FDA and stuff like that. So to work around that is a huge, huge thing. But also to do a project that's a one-off for a family and you don't know if it's a huge need out there is a cost and effect that the business does. And if there's not that large of a need, then they're not going to spend the resources on it. And that's where we're like, we'll do a one-off. As long as it benefits somebody, mm-hmm. we're going to do it.
I love that. You are listening to Grow Siouxland on KSEJ. Grow Siouxland is brought to you every week by the team at NAI United and Chris Bogenreif. We are talking with Dustin Rhodes with Ability Tech, and all of the inventions that he is going to create to help anybody with disabilities live that life that they want to live. And we'll be right back.
Looking to buy, sell, or lease commercial property in Siouxland? One call is all you need. NAI United, the largest and highest producing commercial real estate firm in Siouxland. Speak with Nate Connolly, Bo Bronger, Aaron Hoekstra, Colonel Craig, or Chris Bogenreef. All NAI agents are licensed in Iowa, Nebraska, and South Dakota. Put NAI United to work for you today. Go to NAIUnited.com and learn more. NAI United, uniquely positioned to serve your needs.
Welcome back to Grow Siouxland on this fine Saturday morning. This is Heidi Ranking filling in for Chamber President Chris McGowan. We want to thank our Grow Siouxland sponsors, Chris Bogenreef and his team at NAI United. Thank you so much, everybody, for sponsoring Grow Siouxland. And we're back talking with Dustin Rhodes, the founder and CEO, head janitor of all things at Ability Tech.
Yes, there's nothing that I don't do there.
There is nothing that Dustin won't do. So, Dustin, if you missed the first part of the show, you're going to want to go back and listen to the recording. But Dustin is a creator, an inventor, and helps families with kiddos that have disabilities live that independent life. He created the bat swing for his son to be able to participate in the softball and baseball games out at Miracle League. And that leads us to your latest invention. Not too long ago,
yes,
you just had a special little press conference out at Miracle League. And tell us about the other invention. So we could swing, but what else did we need to do?
So now they can throw the ball so they can play catch. And kind of how that came about was Kevin Niegaard started his campaign, Wanna Have Catch, to help raise money for the Miracle League. And he came to me and he's like, I only have a year, so you have a year to come up with something so I can play baseball with your son. So right then and there, we had to hit the drawing board, and we came up with the WHAC, W-H-A-C, for Want to Have a Catch. So now individuals can play catch and hit the ball.
And how many, if people have not been out at Miracle League, they need to just drive there this afternoon. This Miracle League field that we have right here in Siouxland is the biggest one anywhere.
Yes.
And it is a park that anybody can play at. We have miniature golf. We have handicap accessible merry-go-rounds.
Yep.
Little toddler area. We have a bocce ball court.
Splash pad.
The splash pad. Anybody can use it, but anybody that maybe is wheelchair bound or has walking issues, there's special swings. And, of course, that field where they have those games is amazing.
It is.
Mm-hmm. And how long has your son been playing at the Miracle League?
So we've been playing with the Miracle League ever since they came to Sioux City, which I believe is 6 years now, around that time frame.
So what did your son think of that being able to play catch?
He loved it. he was pretty much going to town with it. We had to tell him that, well, it's time to stop and we got to go play our baseball game now. So mm-hmm. he was really enjoying it.
But just those things that parents and families with kiddos that maybe are in a wheelchair or not able to play sports like, we'll say, the regular normal kid, they still have that joy. And I think for the parents too, I've been at the games and I have seen the parents, just the happiness and the joy that they see with their kids just having a normal kid playing catch kind of day.
Well, and that's the thing is from, and people ask this all the time, and I can never explain that feeling because it's just something that it's there, but I can't explain it. Is, you know, when you go see your kids play sports and stuff like that, now we get that same excitement, but amplify it because our child doesn't have that opportunity or didn't have that opportunity, but now they do, to be included in that sport or that activity. So it just amplifies that feeling for us.
Well, and what I love about it is it shows everybody, no matter who you are, that those kiddos want to do it and they can do it. They just need a little bit of adaptive technology to help them get the job done.
Yes. Our goal is to take this to the major leagues to show them that, hey, look, no matter where you're at in your life or what struggles you are, you can always make it to the top if you're determined enough.
So you mentioned something with that challenge by Kevin Niegaard that, hey, you have a year. to get this done. You did it really quickly, but where are you creating all of these things?
So the designing and some of the prototyping, so 3D printing stuff, is done in my basement or garage. And then the bigger manufacturing parts are done in my hometown, Plankinton, South Dakota, which is about a 2.5-3 hour drive. And we try to make it up there as much as possible to knock out as much as we can in a weekend and then come back up.
And we mentioned before that the custom builds that you are doing, if a family needs one piece of something, you'll build it.
We'll build it.
You'll build it.
Yeah, we'll build it. We do our best to say no, or not to say no. But it's such a high need, and our biggest setback right now is we're just so overloaded with work because there's such a high need for it that there's just a wait time. But outside of that, we'll get it to you as soon as we can.
I love that. I want to talk a little bit about, you have a couple of different other, I'll say, projects that you work on. Tell us a little bit about the blessing bags that you guys have developed.
So our blessing bags are a bag of necessity items such as hygiene kits, activity books, phone chargers, and other things like water bottles that we donate to parents. So these are for the parents that have individuals staying in the hospital and they're away from home. With our son, we've been bounced around from hospital to hospital, whichever one can best serve him. And all we have is the clothes on our back. So we're really here for those parents during those times.
Well, and I've been in those situations with some family members myself, and the parents don't want to leave.
Right.
If a child is sick, or the child doesn't want mom and dad to leave. So to be able to run somewhere to grab clean clothes, some deodorant, brush your teeth, it's sometimes not even an option. So having that bag right there, and again, the phone chargers.
Yes.
To be able to communicate with other family members, maybe the other kids at home, but that phone battery never lasts. So having
right.
those types of things is, it's important. And for somebody like you to notice that that's a need, it's incredible.
Yes, that was our biggest thing, is when we go to the hospital with our son, we never leave the room because he's nonverbal and other issues. So we tend to stay with him as much as possible. Mm-hmm. So we're like, well, if we've experienced this, there's many others out there that have. And we can't make them fast enough. They're out the door.
I'm sure. The other project I wanted to talk about is we all have a voice.
Yes.
You have a little project going on that some new things are going to be showing up in some parks here. Tell
yes.
us about that.
So we were granted two parks locally in Sioux City here to place these communication boards. So they are a board with different words and actions on them that individuals that are nonverbal can point to and communicate with other individuals or other peers at the park. So we're going to be putting those up at the Miracle League Park and the Leif Erickson Park here this summer, early fall, hopefully. And we're going to have some donated to the schools. And then we also just worked with the Sioux City Fire Department to put them in their fire trucks and ambulances. So if they encounter,
mm-hmm.
thank you, individuals on calls or during public outings that are nonverbal, they can sit there and communicate, or give them a way to communicate with them.
So that they're able to help them.
Yes.
Again, they just need that adaptive technology in order to do the things that all of us just normally do or take for granted.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I cannot wait to see what those communication boards look like.
They'll be nice. They're big.
So you said maybe this summer, late fall,
yes.
is when we're going to see them. And then is the plan to put them as many places as possible?
After this first year is the testing period with them, and then we're going to reassess that and then hopefully hit more places and then expand outside of Sioux City.
That's incredible.
So
the other thing I wanted to make sure we talked about was, you mentioned that when we were kind of planning on what we were going to talk about here, that you're a representative with an Eagle Eye company. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, so an Eagle Eye technology is a device that attaches electrodes around one of the eyes, and it hooks up to a computer. And what this does is it allows you to control the mouse of the computer with just the muscles of your eye. So it doesn't go off the eye itself, it's just the muscles around it. So now you can click on or go to any of the programs or play games or anything else like anybody else does with the computer, but now with just the use of your eye.
So your son has been able to try this.
Oh, yes.
So Caden is going to be 15?
Yes.
This summer?
This summer.
So Caden now has the use of that laptop or computer. What is his favorite thing now to be doing? Is his personality really show through on?
Oh, it does.
Yeah.
So he likes Star Wars. There's a few games on there that he likes to play. But he's been really working on his so-called bucket list. He'll type out words and sentences of where he wants to go and what he wants to do. So we're kind of working up to that.
So is that technology that you could, I mean, if other parents are looking to have something like that, you could probably a wonderful resource on answering questions on how it works, that type of thing.
Yeah. So we can actually, when you request a demonstration through us, we can come out, we can hook up your individual to the Eagle Eye and have them test it out so you can play with it, see it, experience it before you go out and start the process of buying it.
I love that. So with all of these different things that you have going on, I guess my last question is, when do you sleep, Dustin?
Very rarely.
Very rarely. Well, I want to thank you so much for joining us this morning. And I want everybody listening to go out and visit Ability Tech. Find them on Facebook. Find them on Instagram. They'll have a new website being launched very soon. And Dustin, we want to thank you from the bottom of our hearts for everything that you are doing for this community. And we cannot wait to see what you have next.
Thank you for this opportunity.
Absolutely. And thank you all for listening this morning. This is Grow Siouxland, brought to you every Saturday morning by Chris Bogenreef and the team at NAI United. I'm Heidi Ranking with the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce, and we'll see you soon.